Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. This Saturday, July 28th at 8 p.m., Donna McKechnie, My Musical Comedy Life, will be on stage at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, presented by the Berkshire Theater Group. The show is a benefit concert to honor Larry Weber.
Give me somebody to dance for. Give me somebody to show. Let me wake up in the morning to find I have somewhere exciting to go. To have something that I can believe in. To have someone to be. Use me, choose me. God, I'm a dancer. A dancer dances. Give me somebody to dance with. Give me a place to fit in. Help me return to the world of the living by showing me how to begin. Play me the music. Give me a chance to come through.
In addition to her legendary turn as the original Cassie in A Chorus Line, Donna McKechnie's Broadway credits include How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, Sondheim, a musical tribute, which she also choreographed, On the Town, Promises, Promises, Company, and State Fair. In Donna McKechnie, My Musical Comedy Life, the Tony Award-winning star relates stories from her career and about her many wonderful collaborators. In an earlier incarnation, New York Times critic Ben Brantley called the show a mix of high-sheen professionalism and raw vulnerability. Donna McKechnie joins us now. Donna, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you.
When did you know you wanted to create and start working on My Musical Comedy Life?
Well, this is a project that has evolved since, I guess, 1994, when I started to create a show. The honest reason, of course, to answer your question, is that I wanted to keep singing and dancing. When I was doing more plays, I started acting more and singing, and I just wanted to keep creating a show where I could sing the music that I really loved and keep moving. And so I decided to put together a show about, in essence, a teenager who runs away from home, the Midwest, to become a dancer in New York, which is the story of my life,
right.
In a kind of a nutshell. And it was so much fun to create it with some wonderful people over time, and it changed and evolved. And I took this version to the Adelaide Cabaret Festival two summers ago in Australia, my first trip, and took it to Melbourne and Sydney and had a great time. And so I'm now touring it all over whenever I'm able to, when I'm between plays and other projects. It's my personal musical comedy, you know, that I like to do. And working with great musical directors, and it's just, you know, so here we are again with this wonderful event for at the Colonial. You know, I'm very excited because I love the audiences up there every time I've performed in the Berkshires.
And as you were putting it together, how did you know, how did you decide what songs you absolutely had to include that are your favorites?
Well, it kind of generally gave me, the first general idea was that I wanted to create a platform to recreate songs that I had originated in Broadway shows for
right.
the audience, you know, to bring a little Broadway back, because my life story is really essentially about a girl who had dreams to dance on Broadway, and I was able to do that with some difficulty at times, but other times, you know, surprised in a delightful way by getting jobs that took me to all over the world. So it gave me a platform to tell the story and yet recreate for the audience numbers from shows that might have been, you know, shows that they loved. And also it gives me an opportunity to do music that fits the story. So as the story was kind of you know, from point to point was happening, it would inspire me to pick a song that served that, usually a Broadway composer. So it's been that's the great part of it. And I like to introduce new writers, mm-hmm, with new material, which I've done a couple of the numbers, as much as respect. And I love being able to tell the audience, as I talk about the shows I was able to do, to work with these people and to say their names again. It's a way of me keeping them alive for everyone and keeping their music alive and, you know, kind of that firsthand storytelling. So that's been a great joy and pleasure. And it's a way to pay homage to people that I've been so privileged to work with.
And what are, of course, people who see the show will hear the stories and celebrate those names with you. But what are some of the names?
Well, let's see. Well, first, there's Frank Lesser, Bob Fosse, Abe Burrows, Michael Bennett, Gwen Verdon, Stephen Sondheim, Hal Prince, David Merrick, Ann Miller. I'm just trying to think of all the people I tell stories I talk about. And Marvin Hamlish. Did I say Marvin?
You didn't, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, because I love doing a number that from Chorus Line that was never actually put in, but we did it in rehearsal. So that's one of my favorite surprises for the audiences, too. Is to do that, and Ed Kleban, and let's see, who am I leaving out? I'm leaving out a few people.
Well,
Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Sure.
I didn't know them, but I actually did an original Rodgers and Hammerstein musical on Broadway long after they left the planet, called State Fair.
Mm-hmm. So, I know the film. I haven't seen the play, but I know.
Yeah,
the movie.
Well, yeah. We didn't last as long as I really wanted, but it was a wonderful show with a great score, of course. So I sing, I'm able to sing It Might As Well Be Spring, which is one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song.
Yeah, gorgeous. So but I'm able to talk a little bit about that experience of being, you know, opening that show in New York. And so it's just, I go down the path with them, you know. It's wonderful for me. I always enjoy doing it.
Is it ever difficult to be on stage reminiscing and... I mean, do you ever get, like, choked up or particularly sentimental, or are you able to just, you know, work through it, you're ready?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do sometimes, the feelings come up, but that's part of the show. That's part of the artistry of conveying, you know, of the integrity of the work. I mean, hopefully it won't overwhelm you so that you can't get your, you know, good notes out.
But, right. Well, and you're a pro. I didn't mean to.
I depend on being in touch with my feelings because that's what connects with the audience. If you just do it kind of in theory and intellectually, it doesn't. It's kind of cold and superficial. But I really like to relive the experience of the joy and the love and the sense of loss, you know, because a lot of these people, my mentors, including Fosse and Gwen, have gone, and they gave me great gifts. You know, I treasure all of their information that they passed on, and it's something I believe in, that in my way I'm passing it on by doing my show, and when I teach, which I do when I tour with it, I try to play, you know, colleges where I can do master classes, and it's something that I can, again, in return, give a little and really enjoy myself.
Are you still learning things about yourself and the show
you
perform?
Oh my gosh, yes. Because I'm changing. I'm older. We're all, you know, evolving, and you never stop learning. And there's always, you know, the art is in the effort. That's what I tell my students.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like as you, it's like I still dance, but maybe I don't jump. And I got to protect myself. I'm a realist, but you still find ways to deal with your evolving. I'm saying that as opposed to aging, because it's not just aging; it's also the what you learn as you go. Things that your mind is more as you get older. I do believe you your feelings come to the fore, and you're able to comprehend things in a way that you could never before when you were younger. I mean, when I did Follies, years ago, I see it now, and I have a whole different experience. I mean, I've done three adult female roles in Follies, mm-hmm. in London and mm-hmm. Los Angeles and in the Berkshires. So, you know, that's a pleasure to revisit. I mean, when I did Chorus Line at the Schubert Theater 10 years after I had left the show in the same run, I brought back a whole different life experience to that role, you know, and I never thought that, you know, I wouldn't have known that was going to happen until I did it. So, yeah, that's one of the joys of growing in the theater, I think.
Do you often attend Broadway shows?
Oh, yes. I was on the nominating committee for 3 years. And
for the Tony
So that
Awards.
Was my job. I had to see every show. And I don't see every show usually every season. I try to see as many as I can. But this was something I had to do. And it wasn't always easy when I was working, you know.
Yeah.
But it's thrilling. It's very intense. And I just love theater so much. I'm a great person to be in the audience too. I mean, I just love it. I have such a respect and admiration for people and how hard they work and how effortless they make it look. And it's great, very, very important. And Broadway's thriving right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great season last year.
When you see someone in a role you've played previously, how does that make you feel? How does watching that work in your brain?
I'm very proud. I mean, I'm helping train I'm coaching some of the dances that the Theater Dance Machine, which is a company that Lee Theodore had many years ago, is being reactivated, I guess, by Margot Sappington, who I did Promises with, mm-hmm. and a wonderful choreographer and artistic director. And I was just coaching someone to do Cassie's dance, the scene, the song, and the dance for a presentation. And it was fantastic. I was like, you know, it took me back to when Gwen taught me her role when I was doing Sweet Charity.
Uh-huh.
And Gwen took me by the hand literally and taught me every step, every move, and every nuance, and I talk about that in my show because that was an unbelievable experience. That's like someone giving you part of their soul. And as I was teaching Rebecca Riker, this lovely, talented girl, young woman, I thought, oh, this is like what Gwen gave me. I'm giving her everything I can, whether she uses it all or not, because it has to be her interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving her everything I can. So that she can make her choices and she will have all this information. And I saw her perform it. We worked on it for a good, you know, 2 weeks. And she was so wonderful. I was very proud, like a mother hen.
Donna McKechnie, My Musical Comedy Life will be at the Colonial on July 28th at 8 p.m. Donna McKechnie, thank you so much for joining us and have a wonderful time in Pittsfield.
Thank you, Sarah. My pleasure. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Good times and bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I stuffed the dailies in my shoes, strummed ukuleles, sung the blues. Seen all my dreams disappear, but I'm here.
Donna McKechnie, My Musical Comedy Life is at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts on Saturday, July 28th at 8 p.m. To learn more, visit the Berkshire Theater Group website. That's berkshiretheatergroup.org. berkshiretheatergroup.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.